Our gospel for this day is the gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Here, Jesus is helping his disciples and all who are listening to learn what it means to love God in such a way that your soul sings. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, even as I have, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you obey my commands. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, because everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. This is my command: love each other. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. These are the words of God for us this day. I invite you to please be seated. It's a powerful passage of Scripture, one that truly does cause our souls to sing, if in fact we realize the full impact of the depth of God's love for us. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you this day that you love us so much, that you desire to call us friends. You love us so much that you want us to remain in your love. You love us so much that you want our souls to sing, because you want your joy to be in us in order that our joy might be complete. Lord, on this Labor Day weekend, we pray that your joy, your love, your song would truly be in our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we come to the end of our series, Then Sings My Soul, today. And I don't know about you, but my soul has truly sung as we have learned the backstories, the God stories of these ancient hymns and the authors that composed them. Over and over again, we've learned things, at least I have, and I hope you have too, that have truly caused my soul to sing. And if you've not heard them, whether you've been on vacation or you've not heard all of the sermons, I invite you to do so, because there's so much to learn and to celebrate about what God has done to inspire these authors to compose these melodies and these lyrics that caused their souls to sing. I hope your souls will sing as well. Because I want to ask you the question: what is it that causes your soul to sing? We have looked at hymns in the past, Amazing Grace. We've looked at When Peace Like a River. We've looked at It Is Well With My Soul, which is the same as When Peace Like a River. We've looked at Joy to the World, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. And today we focus on A Mighty Fortress. And always, even as we explore what caused the composer's hearts to sing, we ask the question: how is it and what is it by which God will cause your soul to sing? For John Newton, it was discovering what a wretch he was. He truly was. He was a despicable human being. If you go back and listen or you look up the information on John Newton, he was a horrible human being. In fact, so much so that when he was on a ship, there was one point in his life where his shipmates could no longer stand and they threw him overboard. I know history says he got swept overboard by the storm. Truth is, they helped the storm out. And in fact, so despicable was he, they used a harpoon to harpoon him and drag him back, because somebody had a little bit of remorse. They thought, well, you shouldn't just leave him out there. They harpooned him and drug him back. That's how they felt about John Newton. He was a terrible person. In fact, at one point in his life, he was the master of a slave ship. And later on, God finally broke through in his life. He realized that he was lost, but now he was found. He realized what a wretch he was, and he was saved by God's amazing grace. That's what stirred his soul to sing and compose the words to that incredible song, Amazing Grace. For Horatio Spafford, whose four children, four daughters, were lost at sea, for Horatio Spafford, who was a very wealthy businessman here in Chicago, and all of his business was wiped out in the Great Chicago Fire. For Horatio Spafford, who had lost two other children, he could compose the words to, "When peace like a river, it is well with my soul," over the very spot where his daughters passed, drowned in the sea, because God assured him of his presence. That no matter what befell him here on earth, his a modern day Job story, it was God who brought peace back into his life and caused him to have his soul sing while he composed that song. For Isaac Watts, who as a youth was bored by worship, was bored by the music that they sang in worship, and so his father challenged him to, if you don't like it, write something better. And he did. He composed all kinds of incredible hymns and songs, including Joy to the World, because his soul sung when he discovered the joy and the magnificence of all that God had done in his life and was doing, and it caused his soul to sing. Joy to the World was composed out of boredom, but really inspired by the Holy Spirit. For Leslie Hunter, who was here just last week, Leslie Hunter, chaplain at Holy Family Ministries, working in one of the toughest areas of Chicago, a place where gang violence is rampant, a place where the crime rate is sky high and the graduation rate sky low, or not, as we, that wouldn't make sense, would it? It's real low, okay? At Holy Family Ministries, it's way up high. Because, and he gives all the credit to God. They are working in such a way that they are causing the souls of those students to sing, and they're making a difference, and their graduation rate is great, and they're making a positive, impactful difference in the lives of those kids. And we heard him speak, and he stirred our souls to sing last week with his message. If you've not heard any of these online, I encourage you to do so. They're great, great stories, and we've had some great guest preachers who have really brought life into that ancient music that stirred our souls. So what is it? What is it that causes your soul to sing? For Martin Luther, who composed A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, it was all the horrific stuff going on at the time of the Reformation. It was a chaotic time in history. It was a tough time in history. And in that time, when it seemed like all the forces of hell itself was prevailing against the church, and Luther had problem with the injustices in the church and the heresies of the church. In fact, so much so that he composed 95 theses about those things that were wrong with the church, trying to bring the church back to the Word of God, trying to bring the church back to what the church was created by God to be. What stirred his soul was realizing it wasn't dependent on him. Salvation was not works righteousness. Salvation was dependent upon Jesus Christ and Christ alone. And the gates of hell would not prevail against that. His salvation was secure in Christ, not by works. And it caused his soul to sing. And he caused him to compose, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." We've sung a couple of those verses, and at the end of our worship today, we're going to sing those in a stirring way, and I want you, as we sing, to pay close attention to the words, because they will stir your souls, even as they stirred Luther's. For Luther, A Mighty Fortress is composed based on Psalm 46, which Dan read just a few moments ago. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Troubles surrounded Luther during that time. Troubles surrounded the church during that time. Troubles surrounded the world during that time. Yet he found in God his refuge and his strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. And because Luther believed that with all his heart, it caused his soul to sing. Now, I happen to know that great truth. I'm guessing that most of you do as well, that God is our refuge and strength. And that's why you're here today. But I don't know about you, but I know in my life, sometimes I do feel like sometimes my life is on automatic pilot. Sometimes my spiritual life is on automatic pilot. Sometimes I need events in my life that will stir my soul to sing. That needs to happen. So I don't know if this ever happens to you, but have you ever been in a situation where you've been driving someplace? Maybe it's a regular workplace or a regular spot where you go, and all of a sudden you find yourself there, and you don't remember passing all those milestones that you've passed so many times before because it's just kind of rote and you're on automatic pilot, right? And you're just glad you made it there safely, because how did I get here? Well, I confess that happens to me more than I care to admit, really. It happens so much so that I find myself sometimes thinking, as I'm several blocks away from home, did I close my automatic garage door? Did I or not? Now, the reason why this is really important to me is that Shay leaves the house really early for work, so I'm the last one there, and if I don't close it, I don't want somebody sneaking in and taking my softball equipment, my precious gardening equipment. I wouldn't want that to happen. So more often than not, I turn the car around to go back and check just to make sure that I close the garage door. Is that ever? I won't make you raise your hands or anything like that, but it does happen to me often enough that I got to the point where this last week I confessed to my wife Shay that had happened to me. In fact, I didn't confess the whole story. I didn't tell her that one day I made it almost halfway to work and I turned around and I didn't confess that part, but I did confess I sometimes go back. So this week, in my car, in the driver's seat, I found this note. Step one. Back out of the garage. Step two. Stop. Step three, close the garage door. Step four, watch it close. Step five, continue on your way and don't turn back. Well, I thought about that in terms of my spiritual life, and I started to think, you know, am I sometimes on automatic pilot spiritually? And as I thought about that, I wondered, are there times when we are on automatic pilot spiritually? That's why regular worship is important. That's why regular devotional and prayer time is important. That's why time set aside to really reflect on Psalm 46 and reflect on those pieces of music and God's word are important to make us think more intentionally. This week I got an email from one of our members, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is a kind of a stir my soul kind of moment. In this email, you should know the backstory, and the backstory is this, that she has parents, one who is suffering from dementia, and one who's had a lot of physical challenges, so much so that they have now moved the parents to a care center. Really a good step. It's the right decision, and it's good. And both the parents are knowing that's where they need to be. In the midst of this challenge in her life, she wrote this. You know, it's weird to say, but I really do see God in all of this. My parents' friends have come out offering help and support. My friends are amazing. When we look at our troubles and the troubles in this world, I think it's easy to ask why. I think it's easy to ask God, why don't you help? The truth is, God did, and God does. God created all of us with a little piece of Him in us to be the hands and feet and to show our love to each other, the love that comes from God. That's pretty great. And I am humbled each and every day when I remember that. In the midst of all that she's going through, she wrote that and sent it to me. And it stirred my soul to sing. It was another reminder of how it is that God works in our lives. One of the songs that has been a reminder for me is a song called Morning Cry. I don't know how many of you know it, but it's been an old favorite of mine for many years. It makes my heart sing. It brings back memories. In fact, both our boys were baptized with that as the baptismal song. And it's one that stirs my soul to sing. You should know that John Ulvaeusacker, who composed that song, when he composed that song, and it took a great length of time to do so, the words that were written about that song were these. They said, you know, this is a song that uniquely speaks to God's people from God's perspective. Few hymns offer this kind of dialectic opposite in which both God's transcendence and God's immanence are both present. The transcendent God begins the hymn text, and throughout each stanza, most especially at the end, the words also reflect the immanent God who is there at every phase of our life. It's a song that speaks to both traditional and contemporary musicians because of the style of writing and the prose that goes along with the melody. It's a song that stirs my soul to sing. And when I think about that song, it's because it reminds me that our transcendent God is there for us at every phase of our lives. So recently, our granddaughter, I know you've been wanting to see another picture of her, so I'm not going to disappoint you. Our granddaughter, Safira Charlotte Javaria Olson, was baptized. She's adopted, obviously, and her parents were there to take her home from the hospital. Our son Nathan and his wife, Sarah, took her home from the hospital. They've heard her morning cry, and they are there to be with her so that in every phase of her life journey, that she will be assured that God is with her every step of the way. They're going to be with her to help her understand God's daily grace, God's daily love, God's daily mercy in her life as she awakens to that great truth. I was there the day that Remington Jack Olson was baptized as well. And he, at 3.5 years of age, loves to come and have me read it to him. And yesterday I got to read Bible stories to him. And his parents have made the promise that they'll teach him about God's love for him each and every day of his life. God's transcendent love. That's his baptismal day when he's waving to his adoring fans who have come to celebrate. In just a little bit, you're going to hear Shay and her sister, Elaine, sing a duet entitled I Love the Lord, because when I call, He hears my voice. I love that song because it's a song that speaks to us of assurance that God is with us in all circumstances of life, and God hears our prayers every time we call. God declares in the scripture, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, plans to give you hope and a future. That song and those words, rather, make my soul sing. Jesus declares in our gospel for today, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask God in my name, God may give it to you. In the words right before that, it said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, because everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. My friends obey my commands. My friends experience my love. For my command is to love each other, and greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That's the kind of love I give you. So I was reminded of that kind of love this last week when I heard a story from one of our members who was out walking her dog one day, and the dog kind of has a mind of its own. It can kind of be distracted, and it was distracted by the neighbor's children, and while she was going this way, the dog went that way and tangled her up in the leash, and she went down. She hit her head, and it caused a cut, and you know what happens to cuts in your head. They bleed a lot. She was bleeding, had damaged her glasses. They were kittywampus, and the dog ran away, and the neighbor brought the dog back and then went to take care of his kids. Didn't ask how she was as she's bleeding. Didn't ask if I could help you. Just gave the dog back. And I'm thinking, oh, I hope that in my life I'm not in such spiritual autopilot that I ignore those obvious needs of those around me. That one seems more obvious than others. But it caused me to think, are there moments in my life when someone has had a need and I have just let them bleed? That's not the kind of love that Jesus is talking about in our gospel for today. He's talking about that kind of love that he learned from his Father, that he wants us to learn from him, that he wants us to share with others, because it makes our souls sing. And so too will it make the souls of others sing when they experience it. Rick Warren once wrote these words, and they stuck in my heart. Nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for your life, and nothing can compensate for not knowing it. When we know that great truth, our souls will sing. Nothing matters more than knowing God's purpose for your life, and nothing can compensate for not knowing it. I hope and pray that you all, at whatever stage of your life you may be, are discovering God's purpose for your life. Because when you do, it will make your soul sing. We celebrate Labor Day this weekend. When we labor, or when we retire, or when we are in whatever phase of life we are in, we still have vocation. And in our vocation, when we use our vocations, our lifestyles, to truly share God's love, then our souls sing. And when we are generous with the fruits of our labors, so that our offerings are more than tokens, but true expressions of gratitude, offerings which are impactful, then our souls sing. So what makes your soul sing? Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When that great truth dawns upon us, then our morning cry will be a proclamation to the mighty fortress who is our God, and our souls will sing. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you this day that you desire for our souls to sing, that you desire for your joy to be in us, that our joy might be complete. Help us to discover or rediscover our purpose, the purpose for which you've created us, the purpose that truly makes our souls sing. Amen. Thank you. pages of your life to hold.